Our guest in the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
Well, maybe the last big blockbuster of the summer, would you say, is out this week, and it's Mission Impossible Fallout with Tom Cruise.
Yes, they made it be last on purpose, I think. They're topping everything. They're going to beat Jurassic Park and all the rest.
So everybody's been pointing to this all summer, and apparently it will not disappoint, because the reviews I have read of it are just almost 100% not just good, but just glowing.
They are. It's got like 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's just the early reviews, but there are over 100 on there now. And for its debut, they're expecting, you know, big money. And this really something, because it's number 6. Usually by that time, the sequels, it's sort of petered out.
This is the 6th.
Number 6.
In the series. Going back to how far?
22 years.
That long?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And, of course, much is made of the fact that Tom Cruise is 56 years old, but he looks about 30, so.
Right. And he still does his own stunts, and that's what people go for. I think they're expecting him to, you know, get killed sometime. And he did break his ankle. And the jump, I guess, is left in there, showing him jumping off a building. And they had to hold the production for several weeks, but they did it because it's Tom Cruise, and they really wanted to go ahead. But it's not the dangerous-looking things. The others look way scarier. The helicopter he did learn how to fly a helicopter. He already was a pilot, but he learned how to fly. But in the sequence, he doesn't know how to fly. He's in a helicopter by himself, and that's, yeah, pretty scary.
Well, give the guy credit. He earns his money, doesn't he?
Yes. I can't imagine anybody else. And it really makes, like, Dwayne Johnson and the people lately that have done the, you know, you can now tell that it's a green screen, and you can tell when it's real. Hmm. And the buffs that see the movies with me can tell. You know, there's somebody really doing this. This is not made up. It's actual on a cliff. It's really a cliff. He's really climbing that thing. And
it kind of goes back to the silent movie days of Harold Lloyd.
Right.
When you see those movies and he's actually hanging off the side of a 20-story building.
And he really was hanging off the side of a building.
But
yes.
Tom Cruise, almost the same. So Mission Impossible Fallout is out this week, and a lot of people have been waiting for that. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, the other one we're going to be talking about is Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, which came out last week. And the first, I saw an indication, I guess, over the weekend or maybe first thing Monday morning, that it had been something of a box office disappointment. But now what I'm seeing is maybe not.
It got beaten a little bit by Equalizer 2, but really it's just a whole different audience. It's hard to, they're almost the same amounts. And Equalizer 2 is a sequel that Denzel Washington is in. By the way, it's his first sequel ever. And it's done okay, and it's kind of a long-term thing. The fans of the original will all eventually see it. And there are ABBA fans everywhere, even though there are people who really don't like ABBA also. And it's as if they can, this music kind of takes hold, and this musical, the idea of this musical is just, I don't know, kind of compelling. And the characters are just so strange. It's the oddest combination of people. And Meryl Streep is in it, and briefly.
Briefly?
Briefly. She's really? In it. She, yeah. Well, she sings. She has a fairly good role, because I had heard she wasn't in it at all. So.
Well, and she is really talented musically.
She can sing. She can sing all kinds of things.
On the other hand, Pierce Brosnan
cannot.
I hear
and
not.
He does mouth a song, and it's not so bad. I said in my review that it was blessed, because we didn't have to hear Stellan Skarsgård and Colin Firth sing at all, and just a little tiny bit from Pierce Brosnan.
Now, Cher is in this?
And Cher, yes. She plays the grandmother.
Bless her.
In real life, she's only 3 years older than Meryl Streep. So, but anyway, she's the diva, and she puts on the show. She sings Fernando, and Andy Garcia, who's just really getting better the older he gets, is such a handsome guy, and he is Fernando. So.
I would think so. Yeah, that's great casting there. So the people that love the first one going to love this
one. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's just wall-to-wall music and a lot of fun. But, you know, you've got to kind of like ABBA.
Look at, well, and as you say, that is definitely not necessarily an acquired taste, but a particular taste. Next week, Christopher Robin is coming out.
Right, and lots of people are excited about that. We've heard about it for over a year, and I'm expecting excellence from that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Glad to be here.
Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.